Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. It is 10 past 11 on Tuesday the 17th of April 2018. How are you doing? Hey, so look, I just noticed that the episode I recorded last night had not been published. I've mentioned before, but I don't know if it's just me, but a while back Anchor had this whole kind of overhaul of the app, and it's fair to say I've been having the odd problem along the way. Somehow managed to not publish the episode last night, so sorry about that. I'll try and do better. Hope you had a good day. I've had another day at home actually, so that's been kind of good to do some catching up and spend a fair amount of time on the recruitment front today, and also having a discussion with my co-founder about, you know, the package that we'll be offering to specialists. And you've got to decide all those things around, you know, CPD budget, holidays, what kind of professional fees you pay for, and that sort of thing, pensions and carryover of holiday and that kind of stuff. And obviously, you know, there's precedent and there's other people that you can look at in terms of what they do, but ultimately you've got to make your own choices. And you know, we need to get that sort of stuff agreed soon. And obviously we've got our employee share options that we're offering as well. So I think we're kind of there, or more or less around there, in terms of what we're going to be offering people. So that's kind of good, because obviously, you know, you try and finalize discussions with people, that's the sort of stuff that they need to know. Also, and spent a fair amount of time today as well just doing some work around the recruitment stuff, trying to make a bit of progress around that as well. So that's kind of good. I wanted to actually just mention something. I was looking on Facebook earlier. Facebook's a bit of a challenge at the moment because there seems to be a problem with the groups, at least my groups, whereby I can't actually admit people to the group. If I say accept, it looks like they've been admitted, but then they're not actually in the group, and if you refresh the request, then they're still there. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I got added to a Facebook group, Power Admin group, a while back, that Facebook had actually set up themselves and invited certain people to. I guess you have to have a certain number of members in your group, and it needs to be, you know, certainly active group. So I got invited to that anyway, and I don't really participate, but I did have a look to see if anyone else is having this sort of problem. I did find one post from the last day that somebody was reporting the same problem, so I don't think it's just me, but it's very difficult to get much done about these things as an individual with such a big company and so many users like Facebook, you know, so you can report things, but anyway, we'll see what happens there. So it's a bit difficult at the moment because I've got a bunch of people lining up to be added to my ECC group in particular. But anyway, that was a bit of a tangent. I saw something on Facebook that one of the corporates in the UK is doing around helping charity cases, and it kind of made me think about how, you know, I wrote my business plan for the Ralph back in 2014, and since that time a number of the things that were in there, you know, I can see other people doing similar things, be it around charity or well-being initiatives or focusing on culture or whatever, you know. And I always say that from my point of view, that's all good as long as their intention is correct and they see it through, right? So I think these are always the things that it's not about me, it's not about the Ralph, and you know, yeah, we'll be doing what we're doing and others will do what they're doing, and that's all good. And if other people are going to implement initiatives that are going to help the patients and the people, then of course we're overjoyed about that fact, really. So it's not a competitive thing or an ego thing. It's really just saying, great that you say you're going to do this now, you know, walk the walk, as it were. But certainly this initiative I saw was, you know, it's a really, it's good, at least on the face of it. I don't know all the detail, but it certainly seems like it should make a significant difference to a number of animals. So that's all good. As I say, it was not, there's also other people doing lots of things, you know, the different people and companies, projects around various well-being and culture and things like that. I'm sure before long some of the other things that were in my business plan would also have been implemented by other people. And I always said the Ralph was kind of really not about innovating so much in the sense that most of those ideas are either being done somewhere else in the world or in some other sector in the world. But it's about trying to bring all these things together to make it the best place we possibly can for our people and the patients and the carers and the referring practices, etc. So, you know, it's I will be observing with interest what the rest of the sector is up to and whether they see their commitments through. So it's actually 11:15. I'm trying to get to bed a little bit earlier. said yesterday we're trying to get to bed before midnight, but see if today can be a little bit early as well. And tomorrow is Wednesday, so hopefully get to the gym tomorrow as well. And then Thursday, Friday are going to be days out because I've got various things going on that need to be taken care of. And you know, there's just like the usual barrage of every day I get up in the morning and there's invariably a whole bunch of emails that have arrived that need attention. About all kinds of issues, and you know, sometimes you just have to deal with them and they end up taking quite a while. One of the things is, you know, having a system in place that means that you try not to forget stuff, and also that if you have to remind other people about stuff, that you have a system in place for that. You know, and we've got a project management tool that we use, but I rely very heavily actually and have done for a long time on a tool that I use with my Gmail, which allows me to send emails but also attach kind of reminders to them, so I will get a reminder at whatever point I set, you know, to help flag that email again to know whether it's been responded to, whether I need to chase it up. I genuinely don't know what everyone else does. I suppose you can have bits of paper, spreadsheets, other software solutions. For me, I use this tool and yeah, really, really good. Definitely helped me out in the last 2-3 years. I think I've been using it for maybe 3 years now or so. I see how many emails I've sent and so much going on. It would be easy to drop the ball on things, so. It's cool, and it not only sets reminders, but if you get an email and you think, oh, I'm not going to answer that now, you can just snooze it so it disappears from your inbox. And actually, I think Gmail are trying to introduce some similar functionality instead of, you know, other people integrating with Gmail. I think Gmail is trying to build out some of these things as well, so interesting to see how it all goes. But anyway, cool. Right, well, I'm going to call it there. I hope you listen to last night's episode as well. I'll definitely try and make sure I publish this one, and I will catch you again tomorrow. So as always, take chances, be compassionate, and live in a beautiful state. Have an open heart and an open mind. Cheers, bye-bye.